Chris, so if you just want to tell me your name and where you're from.
Chris Arias, I'm from Monument, Colorado.
All right, yeah, the mic's looking pretty good there. So what's up? Welcome to the podcast, Under 10 Fitness. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host, and this is the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. I am a competitive powerlifter and personal trainer, and more than anything, I just love to talk about health and fitness. So today, I'm up in Monument, Colorado, which is about 20 minutes north of Colorado Springs, where I usually podcast from, and I am at a CrossFit gym called CrossFit 7070 with one of the owners, Chris. What's up, Chris?
How much? How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. Well, I'm a little tired because I just ran a WOD.
Yeah, me and you both. That was awesome, wasn't it?
It was. So can you explain to people what a WOD is and what we did today?
Yeah, basically a WOD is a workout of the day. Yeah, so every day of our CrossFit gym, we have a workout. So we call it workout of the day, or WOD, WOD for short. So the one we just did today was in honor of 31 heroes that died in Afghanistan on August 6, 2011. And it's called a 31 Heroes WOD. It's being run throughout all CrossFit affiliates throughout the country in the month of August. And it's basically a fundraiser where the money that we donate or that we registered to fund goes to like SEAL Team Association and some of those good programs that support veterans and disabled veterans, especially the Special Forces and SEAL Team Associations.
Yeah, it's a very good event. It's a lot of fun. You're inspiring people to get out here, get moving, and supporting a great cause at the same time. So we did our WOD, and I'm starting to catch my breath, so I'm feeling a little better now. So what about you? How did you get into CrossFit, and how did you get the gym open?
So when I was in the military, I spent 24 years in the Navy. I was down in Colorado Springs at Northcom, and I used to exercise at their base gym down there at Peterson Air Force Base, and I used to work out with some Marines. So about 2005, 2006, CrossFit used to just be a .com website. You used to go on their website, you used to get the WOD, the workout of the day, and then you used to just try the workouts yourselves. So over a period of time, I did that. And in 2012, I was traveling a lot on business, and I was in Northwest Arkansas working for Walmart out there, Walmart headquarters, and I was bored in the evening, so instead of just doing my own workouts, I went to a gym called CrossFit Northwest Arkansas, a really big box, 10,000 square feet, probably 300-400 members, and I just did it and got hooked again, basically working out with the community like that. So basically it's strength and conditioning, constantly variable functional movements, and at high intensity. So you work out really hard, you don't do the same thing every day, and it's all functional, safe movements. It's very effective.
Yeah, these are movements that you take into your regular life. I mean, everybody squats, everybody picks stuff up, everybody puts stuff on shelves over their head. So these movements transfer into your regular life, and you never get bored because you're always doing something different, right? So with everything going on today, I don't know if you can hear in the background as you're listening to this, we've got people doing another WOD right now. So I'm asking owners and everybody that I've interviewed what their favorite movement is. What is your favorite workout or movement?
Yeah, so my favorite movements are the Olympic lifts. So I like to do clean and jerks. I like to snatch. And then I like to just basically do squats. So I like to do those ones are my favorite. My least favorite is the running, quite frankly. So I'm in my 50th year of life right now. So, and I'm feeling better than I have in a long time, right? Better than
You look fantastic.
Thanks, I appreciate it. So I like the Olympic lifts, yeah. And I come in and do extra work because they're hard to learn, right? It's hard to learn how to clean and jerk properly. So we've instituted on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings at 6 a.m. barbell club where we're teaching all the Olympic lifts in a very special program so that when you find a snatch or a clean and jerk in the workout of the day, you're very proficient in that movement.
Yeah, because those Olympic lifts they're complicated movements, and you really have to have the form down before you start putting up the weight, and you could hurt yourself if you're not doing them right, but it sounds like you're teaching people how to do these movements.
Yeah, absolutely. So our head trainer John, you know, takes us through all the basics, the foundations of each movement, and then we find how much weight we should do. So the way we like to say it is we teach positions first. Then we teach the movements in between positions. Then we teach speed, and then we'll load you with some weight. So that's the progression that we go to. So we show you each position you should be in, like the pull, the stand, the starting position, the catch, and then we'll teach you how to move in between them, the transitions, and then we'll have you do them faster, and then we'll finally put load on you so that you're very proficient by the time you get through that, you know, those couple of different exercises.
All right, so I know a lot of my listeners, Chris, they're new to working out. They've either just started or just started again, so they've been resting for a long time. Do you have any advice for them as they're starting to get into working out again and maybe choosing which route to take?
Yeah, so I like the CrossFit route, even if you're haven't worked out in a long time or you never worked out, because we start with the basics, the fundamentals. We have a six class 2-week sessions where we teach you all the basics of CrossFit. So you could, in six classes, you'll learn what we call an elements class, so foundation. We'll teach you, you know, some of the basic movements. We'll show you some mobility. We'll teach you some nutrition aspects of CrossFit and proper nutrition, stretching, how to warm up. So CrossFit's not a way for a beginner, not a bad way for a beginner to start. So
it sounds like you have all of the aspects there. You're covering how to move, and the one of the most important parts is what to eat, you know? So, yeah, this has been a lot of fun. So thanks for letting me hang out. And you've got the grill going. It smells delicious.
Yeah, yep. We have some tri-tip. We have some buffalo burgers. We have it all going on here. We're a paleo kind of diet crowd here. So we're going to feed the beast after they're done.